and serving with others, how can we be saved from being frustrated with each other's disposition? I believe we are endeavoring to be in spirit in serving. But sometimes it could be discouraging to continue to be included in a service. Okay, now you're finding out the real situation, right?
Right.
And this kind of serving. Okay, two levels here. You see, if we would just come together, just all of us here, and just sing and pray and praise the Lord in our spirit, we would just have sweet oneness. But if we now have to carry out something practical, okay, then we must use the faculties of our soul.
Right.
We have some thoughts about it. We have some feeling about it. And then, lo and behold, we humans have different thoughts and different feelings. Then how do we arrive at one accord? Because this is what is the real issue here. Okay. We arrive at one accord. By one accord, we mean that the oneness of the Spirit, which is in our spirit, is allowed to flow into our mind, emotion, will, soul, and heart, in all of us. It's just very normal to have different thoughts and different views. Look at Acts 15. They were not debating, but there was a lot of discussion. And those that took the lead, they were the law-keeping party. The Gentiles must be circumcised, the men. They must keep the law or they can't be saved. And then Paul comes along with an entirely different view regarding them. No, they're not under the law. They don't have to be circumcised. They're saved by grace through faith. Then Peter shares some things. And then this is what is said in the letter. They arrived at one accord.
Amen.
They arrived at it.
Amen.
Because no one is there with a dominant personality imposing his thought. That's dictatorship. That has to be utterly removed. Now, so the one level is the level of one accord. By us recognizing we have different views of things, and we, in a spirit of fellowship, we should be able to just share them. And then, sisters, now this is a little challenge for all of us, but just in a special way for you. You have to let go of what you just shared. Don't personalize it. So if someone doesn't disagree with you, don't take it personally. Okay, you disrespect me. We have any regard for what I think. Well, I can't honestly agree with what you're saying, but I respect you more. So we allow this spirit of oneness in this matter to work in all of us. We all have this goal. We want to be in one accord, but we need to arrive at it. So we need to be transparent and honest in our fellowship. So this is the foundation for about disposition, okay? Because when you bring in the word disposition, you are now bringing forth what we call the depths of ourself. Disposition is what we are by nature. This is absolutely a matter of our genetics. We're born with a certain disposition. And so I just have three children, but their dispositions are very, very different. So the disposition is just the depths of the self. And it is the greatest hindrance to our being useful to the Lord for the long run, to our being buildable, to our being able to coordinate with others. And Brother Lee, in 1975, and a little bit after that, gave messages on this in a kind of informal training. And first he suggested, you can come together in small groups and pray, and then open to one another and just say, what is your feeling about my disposition? But 1 week later, because he himself is following the instant leading of the Lord, he said, no, it's too risky to touch directly someone's disposition. You will set off a landmine in someone. You can almost activate something demonic. I'm not saying the person is demon-possessed. No. And so, yes, we're frustrated from others' disposition. Okay. So now we're at the point. The writer is frustrated with others' disposition. Okay. What part of you is frustrated? Is the Christ in you frustrated? You think he's frustrated? He's saying, I can't bear this person. I'm giving up on this person. I don't want to be with this person. I just wish this person were not in this court. No. When he called the 12, I don't have a full knowledge of many of them, but they were very different in person. You got Peter. You have John. You've got Matthew, the tax collector. What kind of person would write the Gospel of Matthew? And what kind of person would write John? There are different kinds of persons. And among them was a person named Simon the Canaanian. Now, Canaanian was not someone from Canaan. The Canaanians were the most radical anti-Roman people among the Jews. They want violent overthrow of the Roman Imperium. So here is, imagine if this is your partner. You know, you're with this kind of disposition and you're kind of laid back and thoughtful and sensitive and subjective, and you've got, you know, a revolutionary person with you. And so this is what I can offer. Okay. First of all, you admit you're being frustrated. Then you have to realize it's part of yourself and your natural life that's frustrated. This disposition is setting this off in you. And the first thing you need to do is not to try to target the other person's disposition, but to come to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. And this is happening again and again. And what the Lord will want to do is to touch that part of you that is affected by that disposition. Okay? And in place of that part of you which is frustrated, then he will saturate you with himself as the resurrection life. And then you will find, I'm not bothered. I'm clear about his disposition. And I don't agree with it, but it's not affecting me at all. So that's the first step of the cross. Now you're ready for the second. Believe it or not, your disposition may be as frustrating to someone else as that person's Absolutely. Disposition is to you. I know this is hard to imagine. You can say, well, I'm just so easygoing. Okay, I can't stand easygoing people. I want frank, honest people, okay? And so once you begin to realize, I got one of these, and this is what the Lord brought to my attention. So there were some years. The Lord caused me desperate to seek him about this, about my disposition. I wanted him to touch it. I personally asked Brother Lee to touch it. I asked for a time of fellowship with him, and I went to see him. It was very brief. And I asked him, Brother Lee, will you please touch my disposition? And he answered me in three sentences. He said, Brother, the Lord will gain us. Sentence two, we work together. In other words, there'll be opportunity. Sentence three, I certainly will do it. And my testimony is, he certainly did do it. And the Lord did his part. But I had a certain controversy with the Lord. I said, Lord, I was born this way. I had no choice. Why are you holding me responsible for something I have no control over? This isn't fair. And I informed this just before I began to do some lap swimming for my exercise. And I could do the freestyle and get on the length of an Olympic-sized pool, but I never knew how to flip. And my breathing wasn't that good, so I would stand at the end of the pool and take a breath and then come back for another lap, okay? And then while I'm standing in the water of a pool in the health club, this verse comes up. Shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me thus? Has not the potter authority over the clay? Amen. And so that ended that period of kind of discrepancy. And so at least these two things. Christ is never bothered. He came into all of us. He knows what kind of persons we are. He knows what to do. He may need to wait, but he's not frustrated. He's going to wait there in peace and then give you a little hint. Knock, knock, can I come in now to your heart? Can I come in? Will you let me into this feeling that you have? Okay, knock, knock. I'm not going to barge in. Okay, no, I'm not answering the door. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll come back again. I'm not giving up. I'm here in your spirit. Okay. But if the light comes and the Lord blesses you with a sense of desperation, he'll touch the core of your being. Then he will resurrect all the possible aspects, all the positive aspects of your disposition. In the meantime, when you realize what's bothered in you and the Lord touches it, the Lord will supply you with grace and you won't be bothered. You just won't be bothered. It can't affect you because that part of your being that was affected. Then what will happen is the Lord will bring you in contact with so many different kind of dispositions. This one touches that part. This one touches that part. This one touches this part. This one touches that part.
Right.
And you're frustrated when you're touched. You go to the Lord. He touches this part of your being until nothing like that can frustrate you. Because the Lord has been able to spread throughout your being.
Amen. Amen.